Hey, real quick, I really have a legit question. Why can't Future be a top 20 rapper of all time?
Top 20?
Top 20.
Yeah. Too sexy for. Oh.
But that's fire.
It's so catchy.
It's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of catchy shit. March Madness to me is one of the greatest rap songs ever.
March Madness is definitely.
It goes up wherever it goes. No matter the time, place, wherever. You can be in church.
And then white people play now at work there. I said, come through, white folks. Yeah, come through.
Even though we don't like this song, March Madness is like swag, sir. No. You know what I'm saying?
It's I get what you're saying.
I don't.
It gets played every
We don't react the same to Swag Surf, but...
What he's saying is it gets played every function.
I've seen y'all Swag Surfing.
You've never seen a Swag Surf. Have you seen them paying Swag Surf?
I'll punch you.
So you mad at me because you left to right.
Yeah, I see you at Down East now, too.
Yeah, but not like...
That was
Future,
a good time.
Future got some shit, though.
Future shows. Do that some shit.
Future got a lot
with
of
no
shit.
Draw.
Especially if you get... count.
What's wrong with you?
He freaky.
Yeah, he was just talking about a rose, too.
Especially if you count his features, too.
Yeah. What a time to be alive. 9th anniversary was the other day.
9th?
No, not 9th. It was 6th. Oh, I'm sorry. 6th anniversary. Yeah,
damn, I remember. When
it was what, 2015? It was 2015.
Was 12.
Yeah. But yeah, that was, like I said, 6 years ago the other day. It took me back. Like, damn, that was an amazing piece of work.
They've been talking about another collab album, which I'm here for.
I heard that, and I heard about a Drake and Ross collab album too.
That supposed to happen.
All,
like
yeah, all them
ago.
Songs gonna sound like Diced Pineapples. I ain't.
It's gonna be 14 songs of the same thing. Giovanni Givenchy, Vinci lost me.
Yeah,
what? That's what he be saying. That's how he be rapping. He just say every expensive thing he knows and rhymes.
Hey, he on the side with them thighs. I don't know if I told y'all, but I sampled them hoes.
Yeah, they good.
Mango habanero.
I had lemon pepper.
I just don't get it. Them thighs only got one bone, bro. Like,
it's bone in, bone out.
Bone in.
Bone ass flavor. Now, come on now. I'm a real, real, real cooking ass nigga now. Come on, man. Don't be spitting.
I ain't gonna lie. Darren might got you like a little bit.
He took offense.
I'm just saying, I might go there when it comes to the grill.
And I took it personal.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to start something. Honestly.
Yeah, hey, no, but look, can we have a serious discussion though?
Uh huh.
This Diddy and JD versus if it
Diddy or murder JD?
I don't know.
It'll be a good one.
Did you see the video I sent you today?
JD said if they can only use niggas that they don't owe money to, he gonna cook them.
He gonna cook them.
Yeah.
Only reason, he's just gonna have to throw out life after death. That's all he can throw out.
That's
he
it.
Did an interview and he was like, "What did he say?" He said, "Do you realize I'm in the Songwriting Hall of Fame? There's only 4 of us in there." He said, and one of the other people is from Atlanta too, which is. Dallas, I can't think of his last name.
Dallas Austin.
Yeah, Dallas Austin.
Yeah.
But he said it's them two, Missy Elliott and Jay-Z.
Dallas Austin. It's the light skinned nigga from Atlanta's older brother.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I started thinking, I'm like, man, JD.
If he pull out any Bow Wow, he lose.
Yeah, he can't.
He can't use
that. Which is what Diddy said. What you gonna play Bow Wow, man? You gonna play Bow Wow, man?
Come on, man. It's crazy because if you think about it, Bow Wow had hits from like a selling standpoint.
Yeah.
But if he tries to pull any of them out doing a Diddy versus, like, it's gonna be bad.
Diddy gonna play a doo doo doo. What's that shit? Can You See by Total?
Can't You See?
Yeah. Can't You See? But, y'all ever thought about, like, if, like, Bow Wow went on tour? Like, how it really be? Like, you really think you'd be at a Bow Wow concert? He just say, "Lil Bow Wow." Nigga, you're 35. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, like, but, I don't know. Maybe. But he do got money ain't a thing.
Yeah.
He got the brat.
He got the Welcome to Atlanta and the remix.
Welcome to Atlanta.
That time was
what's
fire.
What's the other shit?
Jagged Edge.
You got.
I'm fine. Without it. You can't pull that out of the verses.
He can, but 112 murdered them already. So.
Do you anywhere?
Yeah.
But now, what I was going to say, he what's some of the franchise boys? I think they like me. Yeah. He pulled it out. That's a dub. I don't care what Diddy play. Like, it's a dub. Like, hey,
Diddy come out with that Spanish jump. It's cool.
I'll punch Diddy. I'll punch Diddy in his fucking face. I did hear Bad Boys for Life earlier today. I said, God damn, he went off. Even though he didn't write it. But like, you know, I don't care if I don't write rhymes. I write shit. Yeah. That song was fire, but.
Come up with that.
Recipes Black Rob. Yeah. He pulled out Special Delivery. He might win the whole
verse.
Yeah. Like,
right? Yeah. He's got a lot. Black Rob, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, it's songs that he has.
No, Diddy, like, no, Diddy has a point.
It would be about.
Diddy has a point, too, because it's like, he inspired. He might not have written any music, but he inspired a lot of music. Like, if he plays Juicy.
Yeah.
I don't care what JD plays. Like, ain't nothing beating Juicy.
He got a song better than Juicy. Juicy and I ain't that fine. Juicy cool. It's a feel good record. It's not his best. He played Warning though. Like, I'll take Warning over Juicy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just.
Bro, he played any Biggie, bro. It's JD ain't gonna be able to match with anything Biggie wise.
That's why he got a ball.
He got you now. Or the Brat.
Chris Cross.
Yeah, that jump might hit though.
It might hit. Facts though. That's funny.
Man, what's going on? What songs? Now?
What song does the Brat have?
6-0.
The joint with Tyrese. That's the only thing I remember.
Honestly, I can't remember the Brat song.
Y'all seen the bikini pictures?
Nah, I want to fuck her sister.
Lisa Ray.
Mm. Are they blood sisters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, well, honestly, I can't tell you a the Brat song.
Yeah, she built like that 2-liter. But go ahead.
Who is it?
The Brat.
Oh, no, she ain't.
Okay, she built with the 3-liter, but go ahead.
Yeah,
we seen her on Wildin' Out. I ain't never
Chico
seen
her. Chico was going to her nigga on Wildin' Out. Yeah. Say, Chico on a slice.
Yeah, Chico might be the worst nigga on there.
On Wildin' Out?
He up there. He ain't the worst nigga on 85 South.
On 85 South?
Why you got worded like that?
Yeah, like it's only 3.
So negative. Yeah.
There. I mean, we got a worse one here too.
Yeah.
I was like, if we rank this, I think it'd be a tie 1 and a tie 2.
Yeah.
Look, I remember him with his car the other day.
Yeah, tell this story.
He talking about something. He said, you a solid nigga. I don't care what Derek say.
Always trying to stop.
And then, like.
It's what I do.
He said, you might be the second smartest nigga at all these blah, blah. I said, Chad ain't smart to be. He said, I was talking about me, man. Like, bro funny. I ain't gonna count with him. He funny.
I don't know what I said to him. He said, yeah, me, your stepdaddy.
Oh, you said I was in the civil rights or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. His stepdaddy 82. This number still at 82.
Nah. Well, he'll probably still body any one of y'all though. That nigga strong as a motherfucker.
I'd be Mrs. Stewart the fuck up.
You probably can't.
I wouldn't. You probably can't. Like him as a person. That nigga is,
like, he got this retarded little
strength. I was trying.
He used to beat you when you look.
For one, when he been little. For one.
I don't think that have even remotely crossed his mind.
Bro. Nah, he's. Have you met him?
Nah.
Nicest guy ever.
He cool,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Good guy. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Hey, so what's going on down at the Texas borders, man?
You. You and your goddamn baddie buddies down there whooping folk. Y'all whipping folk like this. This
you mean my battle buddy?
You and your fucking cronies down there, military gangbangers down there whipping people.
Bro, like where the fuck y'all? Where they get whips? They brought that from home. They had to bring that from home.
It can't be standard government issue.
No, bro, that's
that's what you handle, logistics and like shipping of like equipment.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to figure out how Haitians get in Mexico.
They floated on the door. I mean, they came over.
Think of how jammed up that coast of Florida is, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably one of the deepest areas when it comes to border security. That is the main port of entry for the United States.
Yeah.
It's Florida.
So mm-hmm. They figure, let's try to get
in. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like he said, they go through the Gulf.
They ain't trying to fuck with them crocodiles and shit in Louisiana.
Get
them in.
Yeah. I just want to know where exactly do they get dropped off in the water, though. Not for real.
Yeah.
Like, these niggas be walking about 3 miles in the water to get whooped. Like,
this is as far as you go.
Wet. That's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
That hurt.
You ever had a whooping out the shower?
Like they treating them like they a herd of cattle, bro. Yeah, like, it's bad. Yeah.
I ain't seen no videos.
Now,
I've seen pictures.
I understand. No.
Hear me out.
I'm not saying I understand the whipping.
I don't like gold.
I understand the border control. I understand wanting to, you know, mitigate those coming into the country illegally. But guess what? They here now, and we're going to have to figure it out in a civil way.
What about them refugees?
That's what I'm saying. They brought.
And again, they're refugees. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, they are coming. They're trying to run out of a fucking hostile and, like, shit situation.
And the Haitians trying to escape the poverty, and they just got hit with a crazy-ass earthquake. Was it an earthquake or something?
Mm-hmm. Right. And their president just got murdered. Life fucked up over there.
I blame Toussaint Louverture. Whatever that nigga name is.
I thought you were talking about Shakari.
Yeah, nah, not that bitch.
But it's crazy because isn't Haiti and the DR right next to each
other? Yeah, like they're like split down the middle. So it's in the same, it's the same island. The
same island.
Mm-hmm. It's the same island.
And they fucked up over there too.
That's crazy.
It's just beautiful, but it's fucked up over there.
Hey, look up Santana Barber 7 on Instagram.
Yeah, or nah. I want to get my hair cut.
I thought you were going to say Santorini.
Yeah, like if we do my bachelor party in the Dominican Republic, I'm getting my hair cut at the Santana Bar.
Yeah. Santana ain't the nigga that be on Love & Hip Hop, the gay dude.
He is a barber, ain't he?
Is he really?
Well, that was your thing.
I was going to do the naked brunch thing. for your bachelor party. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that. Oh, in Atlanta.
No, I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about. I'm gonna be mad when I can't have no dessert though. Like shit. Shit. Hey, can you hand me that Smithy?
Ask me if I want syrup on my waffles. Atlanta too dirty.
Atlanta is. It's a dirty.
Is it dirtier than DC though? DC dirty.
DC roads, they both their roads bad. Yeah,
they dirty.
I think Atlanta dirty because it's more land. Okay. If you can dirty up that much land,
okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Cause DC small.
Yeah, there. From Decatur to Savannah,
it's just dirty.
It's dusty.
It's just dusty. Only thing that ain't dusty is Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yeah, I feel like if you step across the street, it's dirty. Like, yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta.
Because at certain angles, the little trap museum get a little shade.
No, ain't no certain angles. It's dirty in the motherfucker. Hey, have you been there, bro?
Nah.
No, it's dirty outside.
It's a good time, though.
It's a great time, but outside? Like,
I bet, but that's the illusion we're supposed to get, right? It's a trap house.
I'm talking about not outside the building. Like,
are you talking about like the parking lot?
Yeah, the parking lot. Dirt.
Dirt.
It ain't no parking lot. It's just a dirt patch. Niggas can just put their car on. Like, it's crazy. Like,
yeah, T.I. son was finna shoot a nigga out there. Y'all seen him?
The blonde head one?
The young one. Yeah, he went to the truck.
The one that can actually rap.
Went to the truck.
The mind. That little boy can rap.
That's the one that was on the album.
Yeah.
The Mighty
Fire. And then he got his oldest one, like, do art or something. He weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I shouldn't call him no artist weird. Hey, look, my co-worker got a, he said he got a company that supports artists in any avenue. I said, you got a record label, bro.
Basically.
He said, no, it's not a record label. It's people who sing, rap, do art. I'm like, yeah, it's a record label.
Yeah.
You just got a nigga that can rap, a nigga that can sing, and you got somebody who do the album artwork.
What kind of support does he provide?
I don't fucking know.
It ain't mental support because he's stupid.
Yeah, man. I just,
headphones.
No, he don't even. He just got his first pair of AirPods when he started working. Now I'm like, how you do music? You don't have AirPods, bro. He rap the same verse every day. Not his verse. I'm somebody's nigga from Pop Smoke album.
Mm. Oh, his nigga from Pop Smoke album?
It ain't his nigga. It's just a nigga on Pop Smoke album.
Oh, okay.
Said, why you hating on
that man?
I don't know. Nah, I support him in everything he do.
Tell him that shit.
Nah. And he ain't gonna sign me no 360 deal. Like, fuck you. I know how much he made. Like, shit. But it's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, man. Like I said, it's a missing white girl. It's the biggest thing on the news right now. And I don't get it.
I thought it was like, easy.
How you and your...
Gabby going.
How y'all holding up?
Cool. My girl.
Yeah, you and your beloved.
We cool. It's my dog.
You got to console her.
Nah. She agreed with me. Like, she's the only reason she's, like, big news is because she's white.
You think she only agreed with you because she don't want to disagree with you?
No, she said that. Like, she said that.
Like, she's upset, yeah. And you might, like, Marvin jukeboxer.
Oh, I would never hit no woman. Speaking of which, my neighbor that lived right beside me, him and his lady got into it that day.
He beat her.
She was out there crying like he did, but then she
looked out.
Yeah, of course I did. Like, but she said one fucked up thing that's gonna fuck up her case though. Cause he came out there, he said, "You need to leave." She said, "No, you put your hands on me." He said, "No, you put your hands on me." She said, "Who do you think they're gonna believe?" I said, "Up, oh, her case blown. Her case blown."
But you gonna testify?
Hell no. Hell, if anything, never mind.
You about to take off work for that bullshit.
Yeah, I wouldn't take off work for jury duty. I probably got a warrant out right now. I probably got a warrant out right now.
They got the sheriff coming with the summons and everything. Mm-hmm. Man, listen, speaking of Marvin, hey, Raising Canaan, it's getting hot, man.
Hot.
It's getting hot.
And juicy. Can it's one thing I don't get. Why them niggas in them box fades thought they really was going to get away with that?
Like, and they had the mean look.
Nobody nervous.
No. And they just strolling through with the
and
mean
look. And
the
little bitch with Down syndrome that gave them the keys.
Hey, come on, bro.
She wanted
for $40.
For $40. But like, they probably gave him $400, but either way, he still wanted
that. Out of all the posts that I've seen people talking about this last episode and everything, one thing I have seen anybody mention, Kanan Daddy was a faggot.
Like, who Rock is claiming to be his dad?
Defcon.
Yeah. Defcon.
Yeah, he left-handed.
Yeah, he left-handed. That's what she called him. He left-handed.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I've seen that for like for 30 seconds. Like, left-handed.
Yeah.
Finally, he said, "Hold up." And then that's when I was like, "Oh, got it."
I'm still, what the fuck left-handed mean?
Because most people are right-handed. So I guess they...
The correlation is...
Yeah, he's different. It's stupid, but it's also the 90s.
But yeah, that's 90s, yeah, yeah. And that's the only reason why I use that terminology.
Listen.
To get back to, and that's what they said.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I know that's what they said.
And that's why I want people to understand about the whole Marvin and Jukebox situation is because... This is the 90s.
You a 90s, Lebanese right? Or something?
Yeah, so he was ignorant.
In the 90s, you can call somebody a faggot. And it was cool.
Pretty much.
Not cool, but it wasn't as frowned upon as
so
much.
It was pretty much like how 10 years ago, we could call somebody gay, and it'd be cool.
Or like 10 minutes ago when a white guy could call you Nick. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
What the fuck? Was that about me? Go ahead. But it was basically trying to show Marvin's ignorance to situation.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why, but people are like, "Oh, I can't believe it." I'm like, it's a fucking show.
Right.
Act like
it. But it all makes sense, though, because, like, when he said you get that from your mama's side of the family, and he said that, I guess he said her mama was gay as well, so, like, he got some hurt feelings over that, so... It all makes sense. Hurt people hurt people.
First of all, he wouldn't have put hands on her had she not spit on him.
Yeah. And called him by his first name.
Disrespect.
You called Jerome Jerome.
That's a separate conversation.
Blake spit on you as an adult.
But,
well, as Blake's 17 years old. Yeah. And you and her get into a little bit of a disagreement.
Right.
She go, "Ha, poo."
Oh, I'm
spitting your cat. Right, you trying to head that back?
You ignorant. You ignorant.
But, God damn it.
Oh, no, I'm on.
You ever seen that Instagram bit? God damn it! God damn it! God damn it!
He ain't that too late. He can't get his point across the day.
Now, what would you do though?
I'm a blank. But
you ain't gonna back smack her though.
The reason why she called him by his first name, because there's no respect there. Yeah. Like, not once in this whole season have we seen
them together. Actually,
your dad seemed like a father to her.
True.
She ain't never been at home.
Yeah. Like, and he ain't either.
She had like she grown anyway.
She don't respect him, bro.
She out making VHS tapes.
Thing is, how you gonna break bold on him and don't break bold on them white folks talking to you that way?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
that white woman called. Well, she called him a whole bunch of shit. A pest.
Yeah.
A ghetto ass.
A ghetto.
A crack smoking.
Yeah.
Drug dealing.
Wheeling dealing.
Yeah. She called her everything in the book. Call her everything in the book. She ain't break bad.
She ain't call a nigga though.
Man, I still don't think she would did anything.
Man,
must be out of respect for a lady, but man, fuck her.
Say Casamigos make sleep.
Do you think?
Yeah, get him out. He gotta go.
Yeah, he freaking.
That's what MJ said.
Yeah, a lie.
He was happy much in 7 this morning.
Do you think Kane is gonna find out that? His pops is the cop though.
Yeah.
No.
You don't think he'll find
him?
That's why she sent him to kill him.
But he ain't dead.
If he's not dead, bro.
I seen the little preview.
I know.
Well, like they were rushing him in the
they did the same thing with Angela. What happened to her?
She's still alive. Who made that bet? Was it you?
Yeah, Angela's still alive.
If he survives, what's gonna happen is
he gonna be eventual.
He gonna shut it all down.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they gonna think that Neek killed or attempted to kill him because he had on Neek's jacket.
Yeah.
So they gonna arrest Neek, charge him with that. But then when she get back good, he gonna get rid of the rock.
So. Rock been planning to off him for a minute, so she sent Lulu to take the nigga jacket. Like, it's all making sense. Like, they been cooking this up for a hot little second. Ever since he first, kind of started pressing Kanan on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that nigga was gaining traction, developing some heat. She had to figure out something, which Rock is smart, but she's not very smart.
She's no ghost.
Nah, hell no.
She's not even, future Kanan.
I don't even think she Tommy.
Tommy won't.
Tommy's not a dummy.
What movie did I see Tommy in the other night? Some old ass movie.
Brokeback Mountain.
He was in the episode of Chicago PD too.
Nah, he was.
He was in Ozark for a whole season.
And Friends.
Yep.
I'm just saying shows.
Yeah, he do like wrong.
Hey, put the camera on MJ head real quick.
Chill, <She'll> B.
You want to be in here running your goddamn mouth.
Right. But now. Now,
we shoot all our videos in widescreen for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
You want to go there?
I had to put that bitch on 0.5. But now, on some real shit, the best part of the show was when they were sitting there at a little cathedral or whatever, and Marvin was like, look, bitch, this is my shit before I went in.
Too late for you to be in here. Yeah. I can't say you from this shit now, bitch.
Yeah, you know, basically. But he was like, you gotta respect, and he got a point though. Because she been basically talking to him like a fucking kid, like he ain't the oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
But her and Lulu though,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Bailey talked to me like that, I slap shot at her too. I'm just being honest, like you respect me, bro.
But Rock did have a valid point.
He was high on his own stuff.
Started using and you fucked the shit up.
She
like,
said, "I told you to lay low, not do nothing." He said, "Answer to you,
I don't work for you."
But the way he was unloading that bitch with the cigarette in his mouth was so gangster up.
Oh.
Like,
he would let that thing fly.
Yeah, Joey Badass better be glad that little Mercedes bulletproof. Yeah. And that little girl would have been dead enough.
What kind of thing he said? Yeah, it is bulletproof. Not what's his name here, though. I said, damn. And I'm glad he killed Cuz in the van. He had to go, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
I love this show. You think it's better than Tariq shit?
Yes.
Not yet.
To me,
Tariq shit was still like the whole first season was just developing shit. You know what I mean? Imagine where they're gonna go with it come season 2.
Yeah,
crazy.
But I think at the end of the day, once they're done with both sequels or both spinoffs, I think Kanan shit will be better because I can't even imagine what it's gonna be like once they introduce Kanan. Meeting Tommy and Ghost.
I just have fun. They not.
They got to.
They better, man.
I feel like it's gonna be like at the end of the last season, and then boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then that's gonna be the end of that. Yeah.
So what if wildly you find out that Kanan is Tariq's daddy?
That'd be crazy too.
This is way too predictable.
Yeah. You're going to turn into a soap opera.
Yeah.
It's a bigger... I felt that way about Power, too.
Thankfully, it ain't turned into Empire yet.
No. Empire turned into a musical.
There's a lot of the gay stuff going on in this one, just like Power.
Well, there's still a lot of gangster shit still going on, though. Offsets.
I mean, what's his name? Lucius, man. Like, he was doing some gangster shit, man.
Yeah.
But nah, I feel...
Hey, Lil Nas X album fire.
Is it really?
I fucking know.
Why you listen to it? Well, I personally don't like his music. Period.
I mean, I like the little old time horse riding song. Yeah, but that
I hated that song.
You love Panini though.
Panini, the baby version. I did love the baby version.
Okay.
Baby version of fire.
What I will say is the few little like clips and shit I've seen from like some of his music videos from the album, they have been creative.
Yeah, the baby shit.
Yeah, like, you know.
Come on, man.
They have been creative, but I'm still not.
You seen the shit about him giving birth to the baby?
Like,
what? So you seen the pregnant photo?
Yeah.
Right? So it was a clip. He was like, oh, you're giving birth to the baby. And he was like, oh, the baby's coming? Yeah, the baby. And then they say, let's go. And then they just start like, yeah. It's funny.
I guess the baby had to sign off on that to make up for.
No, it's a diss. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, it's a diss.
He's giving birth to the baby?
See, what that's his son.
Necessarily a diss.
I know, but I'm saying it's a
I think it was just a play off the. Yeah. The baby and the fact that the baby, you know, recently made some, you know, homophobic
comments. It's hilarious to me. I'd laugh.
It was creative. Mm-hmm. I still don't feel inclined to go listen to his music, but
yeah.
I feel like we got to let the women have some.
Here we go. Let's go golf.
Where is Tiger Woods? Did he ever recover from the little car accident?
Hell no. He broke both legs, nigga. Like,
so you don't think he's not
a robot.
It might take a while, though.
Yeah. He got steel rods in his leg.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, like, you know, his legs are already fucked up and his back was fucked up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a while for Cuz to get back.
Yeah, he needed to.
They said brother going 85 and a 35. Like, going down the hill.
On his J-Rock shit.
He couldn't.
They said that nigga got
he had that said, seen I'm in a minute.
In Florida. I said, "Cuz going through it, you know he be on drugs."
Yeah,
all he rich people. Rich,
but like it's supposed to be for his pain.
He got that kind of.
He do white people stuff though. He's a white man.
Yeah, for sure. He don't claim us. It's cool though.
How do you know that?
Have you ever seen the HBO thing on him? It was actually pretty good, but basically he been white all his life.
Yeah,
and he's been taught to appease white people all his life. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. How many homecomings you seen him at?
Well, he probably go to Stanford.
He went to Stanford.
I don't know. Shit, I don't even see white people at all. Do you?
To you?
I'm barely white. It's like all dick.
You gotta stop it. What's next? Shikari.
Shikari.
Look, cuz.
Yeah, let's call her a little cuz.
What? She definitely from Lewisburg.
It's some Lewisburg. She not, but like, she be on some Lewisburg shit. Frankton. It's definitely Frankton. Yeah.
That's Frankton like behavior.
Yeah, she. Nobody can give you any props. Nobody can help
give you any advice.
Like, how old is she? 21, 22?
I don't give a fuck.
Let's be real. She would have finished ninth in the Olympics.
She wouldn't have made the last heat.
Through the first heat.
Exactly. And
she finished second.
You got to think, bro.
In the Special Olympics.
And all these races, like the Diamond League race and all these other races.
Did you hear this nigga?
What did he say?
He said she finished second in the Special Olympics, bro. I can see that now with clamps.
Running like fours.
You got to think. Olympics is like
cream of the crop.
Yeah, creme de la creme. You know what I mean? And then at these other races, these invitationals like the Diamond League and whatever, the Nike
You know, might see one good like person
that.
Show up.
Right. You're going to have a few stars that get invited.
And some college niggas that's trying to get their name.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. And most people that, you know, are the true Olympians and shit, they taking a break. They back at the crib.
Yeah.
Chilling, celebrating, still living, laughing, loving. And then she out here still coming third, you know, with a bunch of, not calling them subpar, but when they're
not Olympians.
Right. When they're compared to the greats, you know, you're placing third right here running 11.14. Bitch, if you'd have did this at the Olympics, you wouldn't have placed nothing.
Yeah. No. You wouldn't have been on the podium.
No.
I don't think she's humble.
She's not.
Yeah, she's at the Met Gala.
Cause she's famous.
Yeah.
She's famous.
I seen YB and Cordae and Shorty there.
Naomi
Osaka. They deserve to be there.
Naomi Osaka like wins stuff, and she's like she was
at one point the richest like tennis player.
No, she was the number one in the world.
Okay, like, she was ranked.
She wasn't richest.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
bro. She was.
she was making more than Serena. Bro, she was one of the highest paid tennis players in the world to the point where. Cordae thought about retiring and just chilling.
I feel like we made that up.
No.
I feel like
I don't see her. I don't see her making more than Serena, bro.
I mean, Serena probably still got more endorsements and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were referring to like the purses she was winning from
that year or something like that. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because she was the number one like tennis player in the world. Yeah. And then the shit happened. I think it was the French Open.
Oh, like a little weak shit with a little mental health. I've been taking a break. Shit, come on. That's not coping attack.
I get it though, in a sense, because like it's easy for you and I to say, man, we deal with shit mentally all the time, and you know we still work through it and get through it, you know, and deal with it. I feel like it's easier for you and I because we just have the pressure of, you know, work or home life or whatever that may be. Whereas she has to deal with, you know, the pressure from social media, you know, fans, celebrities, haters, all, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have those same pressures that she does.
I have haters.
Not
me.
But you get what I'm saying?
I get
what you're saying. And she's younger than us, too.
Yeah. I think anybody born after like 98, we can fuck.
I seen your post about that.
I hate anybody between the age of 1 and 25.
Fuck a two-year-old dude. What Blake do to you?
Nah, she's like the only one I fuck with. And my nieces and nephews. But even my nieces and nephews, I'm going to be one like, hey, shut the fuck up, cuz.
I seen a TikTok video where a dude said, a kid said, that anybody born in the 80s or 90s, they say...
Born in 1900? Yeah. I said, boy, fuck you. Like, the 1900s? The fuck? Kind of shit is that? Y'all make that disrespectful.
It is.
Hey. That it's funny, but I'm just like, what?
I said that to somebody. They say, bro, why this shit make me feel like I'm ancient?
Yeah.
What's your step name?
You were born...
1800.
You were born in the
1980s.
Yeah.
1980s. Damn. So, you just...
You were born in 1987.
1980s.
So, I had a customer in the... I said, look, do this. It's going to work. She said, nope, it's not going to work. You don't know what you're talking about. I've tried this for the last 6 months. I said, okay. Try it anyway. She did it. It worked. I said, oh, but you told me it wasn't going to work. They know every fucking thing, bro. Yeah. She was like 20, 21. Who talked? It's because they grew up with iPads. That shit annoys me, bro. That shit annoys me, bro. Because, like, y'all too, but not as much as us. Like,
Game Boys, iPads.
Yeah, like, we had Game Boys.
There's no goddamn iPad.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, y'all are sitting in that group.
Tweeners.
We're all tweeners.
Yeah.
Cause like we had Sega Genesis and shit, but we still had to go outside.
We all still played rec league sports.
Yeah,
you know still played rec league sports. Our parents said, "Take your ugly ass outside."
Yeah. Yeah.
And these people, like, I don't think kids go outside.
I ain't seen a bike in a long time.
They don't get chicken pox, cuz we had chicken pox.
There's a vaccine for it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They ain't been through shit, is what I'm saying.
Ringworms and shit.
Yeah, they ain't had no ringworm. You had a ringworm.
I never had a ringworm.
That's what that is.
They said everybody who got vaccinated gonna end up being gay.
Did they say that? Yes.
I ain't been vaccinated.
It makes sense. The agenda that they be pushing.
Yeah, just cancel us. Yeah. Y'all thought of a new name yet?
Shot y'all ass up with estrogen.
I can see it. That's why my dick ain't been working.
I got something to help that.
I've been asking for it. Like,
okay, I'm going
to have it. But now it's a real shit.
Tony told me about some shit, too.
The black macaroon. Yeah. I'm so tired of him talking about that. Yeah. I can't find it nowhere.
I asked him. I said, where can you locate that? He said, your local grocery store. I said, nigga, food line.
I said, what's the side effects, though? He said, baldness. I said, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah. Me and Tony, one and the same. What the
fuck? Yeah, just...
Yeah, he gave him back crunch.
Now listen, I seen Tony this past weekend. Relax, hey, crazy. My boy still shopping at H&M now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had on some Chelsea boots. I said, ooh, look at that boy.
He's still eating like heads of lettuce at a time.
Cause
a slice of pizza. It was just lettuce.
Yeah, man, that shit was weird. He picked it up.
That's just dedication, man.
Yeah. Hey, we talked about it this past week.
He got the nerve to eat it for real.
It had that.
But he ate.
Yeah,
bro. I've never seen such a thing. Such a thing. It was half meatloaf, half pork chop, half chocolate cake. Like it was crazy. And they had to dedicate a whole waitress for her. Like, the waitress just sat there waiting for her to get
When they brought the bitch out, I thought the top of it said something. Congrats.
Look, we started clapping. Like, it was crazy, right?
I thought that whole said something. I said, no way that song.
I could have sworn I seen a candle lit. Yeah. Like, bro. What do you mean?
Everybody
heard
it. Was like, what is that?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, because somebody brought you a whole cake and we ain't ate dinner yet. I said, she had one person there the whole time. Just once she ate a slice, some more. And the nigga had to
cut it up for her.
Please.
Some more. I want some more.
Bro, bro, that shit crazy as fuck. I'd never go back to that place again.
Oh, it was too expensive.
Way too expensive. Me and him just look at each other like, look, we can make a run for it.
Yeah, we be out.
The niggas didn't want to take pictures. We could have got out. That shit said 125. I said, look, we better be lucky. I love her.
Yeah.
This nigga just said, man, all I had was Bud Light.
I had 2 Miller Light, and that motherfucker came out 125.
Yeah.
He go, Derek, you should have seen my bed. Boy, fuck you. Right, I didn't ask you to do that.
I don't give a fuck.
I didn't ask you to do this for me. But that was nice being you, though.
It was.
The scenery was amazing.
I wouldn't go there unless it's a special occasion. It was a special occasion.
So I wouldn't dare do like a group dinner or anything like we did like that again because they gave us a set menu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you got to choose from the entire menu. So I don't even know what their food really is like, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
I did hear that pork chop is like world renowned type shit. Like, well, we should have asked her. She probably took 3/4 of it to the crib. Trying like she didn't.
She didn't need it to go.
Woo!
Yeah.
That motherfucker had a bone in it.
Hey, got the shit going, my boy.
Ain't no way that had motherfucker had a bone in it.
Probably had the meat sweat.
Now you with the Braza.
Bro. Yeah. And Braza will take you out too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper.
I didn't want to go to Bryce. I ain't been in a minute.
We should go as like...
as a unit.
Yeah, just us go.
Let's go to Saturday after we get the movie.
I guess I could do like brunch on Sundays or something too. That's pretty good. You, bro. My fault.
Hey, speaking of which...
they do. I've been. It's fire.
It's fire? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we...
They just don't have certain... like certain things are not on the menu, but they make like omelets, uh-huh. and they still come around with meat and shit. It ain't like the full.
They got bacon on a skewer. Nah, they I'm about to say, bitch, drop that off.
They got like the buffet style bacon, eggs, you know, okay. little breakfast shit.
Nah. I need links on that skewer. Throw a pork link on my shit, bro. Speaking of links, man, congratulations, bro.
Clap it up.
My man's finally getting married.
Mr. Day, man.
I can see you now. You going to hyphenate your shit, Burgess yeah, Day.
Burgess Day.
I'm going to stop being your friend. Easily.
What makes you think I'm going to change my last name, man?
It's a lot. I can go into. Now, for real, also real shit. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
It caught me off guard.
Shit, me too.
So Tony texts me. Tony never texts me. He only calls me, and I ignore it. And then now Tony called at the wrong time, but it's 9:00. I just got off work. I don't want to talk to nobody. Yeah. I tell everybody that. Like my mama don't call me. But Tony texts me. I was like, it said attachment. I said, oh, Tony, they got a new freak. What's up? But nah, so I looked and I was like, a video, and I saw you in it. I said, Derek must be something ugly. Match play. And I saw him get down on that knee.
You didn't see us talking about him in the chat earlier that day? You didn't put 2 and 2 together?
No, so I was busy at work that day.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to do it. I was like, I'm about to post it right now and say congratulations. Ruin everything.
Yeah, see that.
But yeah, when you said that, it still didn't hit me like that.
When I came in the chat like, D Black, you got something to tell us? Because Jaleva told me, so, I'm like, this is what you discuss it with the bro.
She knew about it because the day before or the night before, I think I had commented on her story because she said somebody sent a pregnancy test to the house.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Congratulations. Boy. And so then we started talking about doing a Halloween game night type thing.
She hit me up tripping. Like, no cap. Like, I need answers. What's going on? Who sent this trying to be funny?
I was like, I think it was meant for Chad, not for you.
I said, I was busy as hell at work too. It's like 4:00. I'm like, yo, get off my phone. And so, but the whole time I'm nervous, like, and I don't know why. I'm like, who the fuck said that?
You would
shit?
Do that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was like, she got me. So being that about 3 years.
That you had showed her a picture of the ring, she had asked me like, when you gonna do it?
Oh, okay.
And I had just made the decision to do it the next day. So she was. So then that's when I told her whatnot. But yeah, man, like, I lied to you now, bro, I still got butterflies.
You cried too, then.
Nah, I ain't cry.
You cried with Kyle.
I was, bro, because we had went up to D.C. for Booty's birthday party the night before, and I got too lit, bro, like, to the point she had to drive us back to the hotel.
Too. Yeah, I will fly too, I give you that.
Bro.
Fuck the nigga, you a fly ass nigga, bro, like, no cap. Top 3 people I know, and you're not 3. You're not 3. You top 2 easily.
You crazy. I can name 2 that is worse than me easily.
No, I'm talking about how fly you are.
Damn, you took that ugly shit personally.
You
that shit personal, didn't
you? Who you going to say, Jew?
Easily.
Nadia.
Yeah. Nadia hurt, bro.
Larry. Nah, that's a whole lot. That's a lot of niggas uglier than Derek.
It's not a lot.
Don't do a boy like
that. Nick got you too, bro. Nick ugly than you, bro. It's that mustache, bro. It's mustache.
And his deep pedophile voice.
Oh, you got a little too much on your plate. Hey, shut up. Anyway, like, so your knee dirty.
2023. But we got coming up before then, though.
That's the mom.
I'm not worried about that one.
That's gonna be the one.
Who here?
Yeah,
I'm good. it's gonna be fun.
He was just arguing about being the best man.
I'm trying to think. I said if I'm not, it's fine with me.
You're using reverse psychology on
exactly.
We see through it.
I will be fine. Imagine trying to plan something with Chad. He the Bridezilla.
Godzilla.
I can see him now.
He the Godzilla.
I don't want that.
But I'm excited, honestly, like to see both of y'all
get to y'all. Do it together. Save some money.
Yeah, double.
Yeah.
Then Darren said, "I got something to say."
Yeah. You went first last time.
I can't wait no longer. It was playing those. I can't wait no longer. Let just use the same reverend. He just slide the reverend $40.
Chad doing the destination on the boat ride at Rocky Mount.
That's fine. I can see that.
We're gonna be in Rayford for Derek's.
I put
pig picking.
So everybody's shoes gonna be dusty. You go to Rayford, boy. Yeah. No grass in Rayford. Just dirt.
Yeah.
Bro,
man, Rayford. Rayford.
It's just all about
Rayford. A different season. Experience. I went there one time and it looked like out west.
Yeah.
Like out west.
Weed,
yeah.
Like type shit. Why'd you go to Rayford?
Long time ago.
It was a hoe. I know it was a long time ago. I figured, but it was a hoe.
It was, yeah.
Because your drive was a pussy back in the
easily.
Day.
Easily.
Yeah.
It's probably also 2 in the morning.
Back in the nah, day. It was actually during the day.
Good bad boy.
To this day.
To this day.
Nah, but like, I'm excited for y'all. Because y'all sober down on like love and them. I am excited for y'all because.
Love ain't for Justin. That's all it is.
I disagree.
I love shit. His day coming, man.
I can't wait.
Yours around the corner, though.
So I was giving advice to buy a dog first before you buy a ring. It buys you more time. I kind of
dogs die, bro.
It's true.
Dogs die.
They do.
The ring.
That's why I said it buys you time.
Hey, look, if your fiance died, like, you take the ring back or you let her go in
Jay,
the
she can go in the casket with it. She going in the casket with it.
You, I'm taking it back. What you mean? I'm part of that.
But what casket?
You lost it.
Right, cremated.
Yeah.
She can cremate it.
Spend $10,000 on a casket or...
Getting cremated. I know people that can build a bonfire.
Yeah. Bring them
you pick, up. Picking your fiance.
She going on the steak.
I can see Tip down on the grill. Lay like this.
Looking like
with an apple in her
mouth.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
This was crazy.
Oh, smoke. Hey, you ever seen the Chinese restaurant chicken on a stick?
Yeah, teriyaki chicken.
Yeah, man. Laid straight up.
Oh boy,
that's a luau.
He always wanted one.
I can see me now with a lay on.
He's got a lay on.
Shit, living up my best life.
Oh God. Nah,
I'm taking the ring back though.
So,
yeah, slide that right off. Might spray a little baby oil.
What I would do is God forbid,
the table just a plastic. Talking about some not
his fingers crossed.
Yeah. Scout's honor. Yeah.
I'm not the shit after that episode though.
Yeah, that's funny.
But nah, but like, cause if anything, like, you know, God forbid something that happened, like, I would love to get that ring to my son to give to his wife or something. You know,
I'll just give it to your next woman.
You got a point,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, like the fuck that kid. You got a daughter. What you gonna give to her nigga to give to her? Hell no. Yeah.
He got to find his own way.
Exactly. I can see Blake now turning him down for that. You don't take my mama's ring. If my fiance died with that ring on the finger, I'm gonna go to identify her body and just slide that bitch right on up. She ain't gonna need this no more.
Oh man. Even you a grave robber.
So I just feel like
I'm a dick though.
Neck
and back hurt. I just feel like fiance is not important. Like it's not important till you cross that threshold.
I feel like you should just go from whatever to married.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like engagements are a scam, too. No offense, y'all.
What you mean?
Because, like I said, all you're doing is locking her down. She's not locking you down. Too loud, bro. I'm doing this for you. Yeah, I'm doing this for you. In case you get caught up. Like, you get caught up. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying.
Because you... And not saying y'all women did this, but you hear a lot of women say, I'm not going to do this so I get a ring on my finger, this and the third. And like, and I'm just like, oh, it's just a way for you. It's just basically a way for a nigga to try to get more of, out of his woman that he probably won't get in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because think about it. She said she ain't going to do something until she got a ring on her finger. You put that ring on her finger, what makes you think she really going to do it? She wasn't doing it before.
Yeah.
If she ain't been clean in the kitchen,
she was a sorry bitch before. She gonna be a sorry bitch after. Remember that, MJ. Not saying yo, lady. I'm just saying.
Nah, I help you one. If she was a sorry bitch before, she gonna be even sorrier bitch.
Mm-hmm. She didn't got it now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look at Andrew Wiggins. The owner said, "Look, I'm gonna give you this max contract. But you gotta promise me you gonna get better." What do you think he said? Okay.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years, $150 million later. Andrew Wiggins, the same nigga.
The same.
Ben Simmons.
Man, listen. Y'all hear about this?
Yeah, he ain't going to camp.
Talk about it before.
He ain't showing back up to Philadelphia.
It's them Kardashians, cuz. I'm telling you.
He messing with a Kardashian?
He got the ugly one.
The young one?
Rob.
Yeah, Kendall.
Oh. She not ugly.
I mean, she the ugly one compared to the rest.
Thought she would say Rob.
Same bitch. why I mean she okay, she's not the thick one.
Bruh. So
Edgel would say I never put on a 6-inch jersey.
That nigga say he'll take every fine possible to not show up to camp or play for them ever again. You know, they'll fine you like $1 million a day.
Yeah.
I sent him to the basketball graveyard.
He must got a
big Miami Heat.
Bro, he
I'm joking.
5 years, $180 million, he got money.
He ain't got a million a day though.
He probably got a million.
They ain't gonna hit him with a million.
Nah, they will.
It depends.
Well,
who was the last nigga that hit with $1 million a day?
It's somebody that didn't make it a week. Shoot, I can guarantee it.
If you go back to the last dude,
James Harden showed up last year, right?
Yeah,
same shit.
Yeah,
same shit. They told him they were gonna find him every day. Yeah, he might be rich, but they like, you know what? Yeah. I'm good.
That $1 million a day. A month, that's $30 million.
See, if he's smart, he'd be like these football niggas. I don't know if you saw with the Seahawks, Jamal Adams and Dwayne Brown was not happy. You know how niggas used to hold out, but they would get fined? But the CBA said you can't rescind them fines like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed up at camp, they just won't participate.
Exactly. Yeah. They showed up there, but they were like, I'm here.
Yeah.
They're like,
I would do this. I show up at camp. I show up during the season.
And you sit up.
Yeah. Hey, I got COVID.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers looked good last night, too.
No, he didn't. He just played against a sorry ass line.
Jared Goff it might be the worst quarterback in the NFL. Right?
I'm so glad we got rid of him.
He's
terrible.
He's the fuck off.
He's not that bad.
Yeah, you're right. Because he's worse.
That's him bad.
Justin. He is bad. He makes poor decisions.
He was the reason we didn't win the Super Bowl.
His football IQ is down here. Like
what's crazy is I watch him on one play and I'd be like, damn, that was a great ball he just threw. Like the touchdown pass he threw to TJ Hockenson in the end zone. Perfect ball play.
Yeah.
And then there's other plays I'd be like, bro, why are you holding on to the ball? Let that thing fly. Like, I'm so glad we got rid of bro.
Yeah, like but honestly that team, like he's throwing to us for. That's TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, because his number one receiver didn't even play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, they put him in a bad situation here.
He deserved it.
Yeah, he deserved it. I mean, but honestly, I would have did the same thing if I'm L.A.
So, is Cam going to get picked up?
He can play for the Lions.
He's done.
I don't think he's done. I think he's done until next year, unless something bad happens.
See him now lining up at tight end.
The Texans could have went and signed him.
So, Tua got hurt. I don't know. I haven't seen any new updates on him on the injury.
Bruised ribs.
That's it.
Who's your backup?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, Cam's done. Because, and this is reason why I say Cam's done. And I can't even take credit for this idea because I got it from somebody else. But the reason why I say he's done is the Washington football team, Their starting quarterback got hurt. Tyler Heinicke came in and balled out. Cool. You can even have Tyler Heinicke as the starter for the remaining season or whatever. But Cam played under Ron Rivera for 9 seasons.
He ain't gonna get him.
And he didn't even reach out to Cam?
It ain't his decision.
You're right.
He's on well, also, he does have to say so.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he is.
We also got to realize, Cam said this too. He said he can't be, he don't want to be nobody's backup, but don't nobody want him to be nobody's backup.
Yeah.
Because as soon as something go fucking left, they're going to be calling like, put Cam in.
But, you know what I mean? But here's the thing, though. Look at the Washington football team. It's the perfect situation.
It is.
They don't have nobody in place at quarterback that's like, we don't want Cam to outshine or be a distraction for this young kid or for this person because this is our future. Like, the Washington football team wasn't playing on Tyler Heinicke.
I got a worse situation for you.
What's that?
The Texans are the worst team in the NFL, for real. They top three.
Put the Texans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyrod got hurt again. Tyrod has like the worst luck when he becomes a starter.
They're not the worst. Jaguars.
They up there. Okay, they beat the Jaguars, but
yeah,
I feel like they lucked up and beat the Jaguars.
Tyrod went off that game.
Yeah, but see, Tyrod gets put in these situations where he's the quarterback for a while, and he fucking finds a way to get hurt on some fluke shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he got stabbed in the fucking lung last year.
Yeah. I thought that was a setup from the jump, though.
Exactly, but he got hurt Sunday. I think the only reason they didn't go reach out to Cam was because they played Thursday. Trying to bring a nigga in on Monday to play Thursday is kind of rough.
Yeah.
So they got a rookie nigga that they picked in third round playing against us Thursday.
Mississippi State, right?
No, he went to Washington State. Stanford, maybe? I think Stanford.
It was Norfolk nigga balling out last night. Norfolk State nigga.
What heard?
On
the Packers?
On the line.
On the line?
What
the
name? Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I think he played
defensive end.
Is it defensive end or a cornerback?
I made all of it.
That's why your hair sweat.
Shout out to Liz. Shout out to Liz, though.
But shout out to Liz for what?
Yeah, they said
one thing about HBCU. They're going to lose the game.
It was the illustrious.
One thing about my illustrious HBCU, they're going to lose the game.
They're going to lose the game.
Bro, they like,
we got ass kicked by Norfolk State, boy.
Oh, set records.
NC's that damn, they dropped 70 on our bitch ass. Yeah.
They put NSU on the schedule.
Yeah.
And they played at NSU.
Yeah.
That was a money move.
Yeah, it was a money move.
Definitely a money move.
Yeah, they hung what, 60?
Money move that's going to get that coach up out of there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got to go.
Here's my thing. If we not even competing in our own conference, I'm not going to outside the conference. Let alone a D1.
If I'm not mistaken, school. Our next game is Winston, right? Is our next game Winston?
Yes. I don't know. Yep, this weekend.
0-3.
Yeah.
Winston just lost to somebody, too.
Central.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Central D1. So.
Yeah.
They should lose the
Central. And Winston D1 money been dried up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she put the niggas in the league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anywho, what else we got before we get about this?
It ain't time to go?
Yeah, it's time.
I don't think we got that next.
Nah, that was it.
Yeah. Congratulations again, bro.
Appreciate it.
Wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Don't let her stress you out. I feel like she do stress you out. Like, because you got to think, you a married man before you even got married.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the much. House, the kid. You pay all her bills.
I don't.
Everything in your name. Somehow she signed the car note over to him. It's crazy, bro. But nah.
Yeah,
like, and honestly, I feel like you're doing it. People think that's the wrong way, but I think it's the right way.
Have the kid first.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they're basically doing the marriage shit first just to make sure they can make it through the marriage part. He's test driving the car.
To me,
it's a long test drive.
Yeah.
Hell of a test drive.
He stole it.
Well, he done bought gas 3 times.
I'm not quite sure yet.
I like what he's doing though. Me personally, he did the puberty move though. He fucked once, got her pregnant. Now, he had to
possible.
It was disadvisable.
It's like, there's no right nor wrong way to do it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's situation is different. You know, it's just all in how you handle it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You handled it bad. But you made it work, though. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Now, I always have faith if you're in a situation, you're going to make it out of it. You know what I mean? I have faith that all of us at this table like that. I have friends, I'm like, I don't know how they going to fuck this up. But when y'all come to me and say, hey, I'm going through this, I'm like, yeah, they got it. Yeah. Like, you, it pisses me off. You like, I'm scratched the fuck out. For what? You gonna get past it.
I do be stressed. I just got to say it.
Stop.
I get on my chest.
That's a lot of getting
off. Yeah, D cups. But now, like, he say shit, and I'm just like.
Two of them.
And you know what your problem is? You put yourself in a lot of those situations. In a way where, like, instead of you allowing somebody else to be stressed out, you stress yourself. You know what I'm saying?
It's passion.
Cut the episode. It's because you can. I'm like, but I know you gonna make it. Same thing with all three. Mm. When he said all that shit going on his store, yeah, you fire everybody. But I know you gonna hire.
Yeah, I gotta get some.
Like, I know you know what you're doing. Yeah. So
we gonna make
I'm
it.
Leaving, y'all.
Just like
Jay just said,
you gonna make it. You just bought a house.
You ain't got no choice but to me.
I'm gonna be selling coke and dick by the end of 2021.
Both.
Listen.
Sprinkle it on the tip. They'll come back.
Yeah.
In the episode.
I appreciate the love, man. Yeah. Like, new journey. New chapter I'm stepping into. But we here.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
We back.
Good night.